This is the Cube, where just 7 games stand between you and £250,000. These games are simple, but when played inside the Cube, everything changes.
It's really tough.
Let's talk to her in here now.
Have you got what it takes to beat the Cube? Seven simple games stand between you and £250,000. It's going to take someone very brave to beat it. Could it happen tonight? Let's find out and meet our first contestant. You are Jim Hibbert. From where?
Shepperton in Middlesex.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a builder.
Who have you brought with you?
I've brought my partner, Chantel, my mum, Leslie, and my little brother, Luke.
Welcome. Welcome, all of you. Lovely to see you. Look into my eyes, Jim. Have you got what it takes to beat the Cube?
I think so. It doesn't sound very confident,
that
does it? I think so. No, I play a lot of sport in my spare time. I'm a big believer of positive thinking, so I think once I get in there, if I can keep that sort of mentality.
Let's get you in there in that case. Game one is for £1,000. You have 9 lives. And this is what's inside the cube.
Stop zone. Jim, when you press the button, the floor of the cube will begin to turn blue at a constant rate. When it reaches the center of the cube, it will become invisible, but will continue to fill at the same pace. When you think it has reached the mark zone, you must press the button again to stop it. You must stop it within the lines to succeed.
Seen this one?
I have.
Yeah.
I like it.
Do you?
Yeah.
How come?
I just do. It's all about timing, and we've messed around at home with watches and stuff like that. And
well, at this stage of the game, you start with all 9 lives. You've also got your simplify as well. That means that if a game is proving difficult, you can make it easier. You can only use that once. Jim, enter the cube.
Cheers.
All you need to do is to stop that blue wave.
Massively, yeah, it was that's a big relief.
And you have £1,000. Game two is for £2,000. This is what's inside the cube.
Drop zone. Jim, from an elevated height, you must drop the ball into the cylinder so that it lands in the smaller target container. To succeed in this game, you will require good spatial awareness, judgment, and accuracy.
You look less sure about that.
No, it's just obviously interesting, the weight of the ball and stuff like that.
Well, you have all 9 lives. At this point, you'll get a trial run, which means that you've got the opportunity to go in and try a game before you decide to play.
Okay. No, I'm going straight in.
Straight in.
Straight in. Yeah.
Straight in for £2,000. Good luck. And you go. Each one of those balls represents one of the lives you have.
Okay.
You have to judge the center.
You look small in there.
Do I?
Yeah. You want to stay in there more often?
Great deal of confidence. Hey, why have I brought her around?
What sort of support is that?
I know.
Okay, serious. It's for £2,000. Good luck.
Thank you.
perfectly done first attempt, you have £2,000. Game three is for £10,000. This is what's inside the cube.
Exchange. You have just 10 seconds to swap the balls so that all the red balls are in the red box and all the white balls are in the white box. You can only pick up one ball with each hand at any time.
You have all nine lives. You have your trial run and you have your simplify. Mm. You could be the guy to beat the cube. Let's see how you do right after the break.
Just 10 seconds to swap the balls so that all the red balls are in the red box and the white balls are in the white box. You still have all nine lives, your trial run and your simplify remaining. But Jim, are you quick enough to win £10,000?
It's one swap a second. Yep. That's what you have to do.
Yeah. Just speed, really, yeah. Not a massive fan of it.
Why?
Just not, in general, really. I haven't practiced this one at home.
This is all that stands between you and £10,000. What would you do with £10,000?
It'd be a contribution to a wedding, I think.
Who's getting married?
I'm not quite sure. No,
Danny,
she's sitting over there on my right, on the right-hand side, Chantelle. We've been together nearly 8 years now, so I think it's about time I've done the right thing.
If he doesn't win the £10,000, then it's all off.
I've got no chance.
That's it. So, no pressure.
Right then, what are you going to do? You've got nine lives.
I'm going for it.
You're going for it?
Straight in.
Straight in. Into the queue.
Thank you.
Good luck, Jim. Nailed the first two games. If you do this in one, then you really are in amazing shape.
I think it's just try not to panic when something
goes
wrong.
Don't panic. Don't fumble.
Yeah. Right.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Cube, start the game. You're in play. Go for it. Go for it. Go for it. Looking good.
Five.
Looking good.
Four.
Go for it.
Three. Two. Eight lives remaining.
What are you thinking now?
I was very confident at the start, but it's so easy to get confused and pick up the same ball and put it back. No, let's stay confident. I'm going to...
Anything from your team over here? What do you think?
Yeah. Mr. Miyagi, focus. Clear your head. That's it.
Tell me when you're ready and the cube will start the game. You have eight lives.
Yeah.
Cube, play the game. Go, 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 go.
Five, four, three, two, one. Seven lives remaining.
How are you feeling?
No, I'm confident that I can do it. It's just that one hesitation, you cannot afford to hesitate. Come on. Concentrate.
Tell me when you're ready, and the cube will play the game.
Yeah.
Cube, play the game. Go!
Five, four, three, two, one.
You put them back.
Six lives remaining.
You were putting them back. Six lives remaining.
Struggling.
You still have your simplify.
Don't focus, just give yourself a minute to calm down.
Yeah, no, I feel very relaxed, that's the thing. It's the confusion of the colours.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll need a sign to get me to see a doctor after this. Crikey.
Some people do struggle.
Right then, let's give it one more try.
Good luck.
Cheers.
Concentrate, concentrate, concentrate. Cube, play the game. Go!
5, speed. 4, speed. 3, 2, 1. 5 lives remaining.
One second.
Fumble. Yeah. One fumble.
Yeah. Oh. It's turned into a bit of a pain, this game, isn't it?
5 lives and a simplify.
Yep. No, I'm going to give it one more go.
Good luck, Jim. Do it in this one. Cube, play the game. Go!
5, 4, 3,
quick,
2,
quick,
1.
Quick.
4 lives remaining.
Half a second away.
What's torturing here now?
What's your gut feeling telling you?
Well, my gut feeling keeps telling me I'm going to do it, but yeah, I don't.
Give it, I think, try to simplify it.
If you were watching this at home, on your sofa, watching the telly, what would you be shouting at the telly?
I'd be saying that. That's so easy, you idiot. Literally. Oh, man. I'm going to go for one more.
Come on, Jim. Come on. Come on, come on. Cue. Play the game. Go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 3 lives remaining.
How it strips people down.
Mm.
I've seen this so many times. Seems so simple.
Yeah.
Simplify it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's simplify.
So what would make it easier for you?
Give me another go.
Cube, please simplify the game.
The time you have to exchange the balls has been increased
to a week.
I still don't think that'll be long enough. Oh, don't.
It's gone up from 10 seconds to 12 seconds. So there's nowhere else to run now.
No.
It's you against the cube with 3 lives for £10,000. You'll get it this time. Tell me when you're ready, and the cube will play the game.
Yep.
Cube, play the game. Go!
Five, four, three, two.
You are a bit hot, aren't you?
I'm sweating.
Well, this might make you feel a little bit better. You have £10,000. Oh. Game 4 is for £20,000. This is what's inside the cube.
Shatter. You must throw the projectile so that it passes through the diamond and shatters the glass. It's a simple throwing game, but under pressure, it's more difficult to get a direct hit. So, Jim, do you trust your aim for £20,000?
Seen this on the telly before?
I have, yep.
Play darts?
I do. I've got a dartboard in my bedroom.
In your bedroom?
Yeah, how romantic's that?
That really is.
Yeah. So it's probably one of my stronger ones to do, I think. Yeah.
What would you do with £20,000?
I think contribution towards a car. We've got a people carrier at the minute, and I'm fed up with getting overtaken by bicycles and
milk
stuff
floats.
Like that. Milk floats. Yeah.
He's got to make a decision here, quite a tough decision here. Mm-hmm. What would you say to him?
do you want me to have my little say?
Yeah.
You're a tank, right? Nothing much gets past you.
Okay.
Okay.
Think you
and
can
you
do
know.
It.
I've always said it to him since he was tiny.
Yeah,
remember your attack.
You don't really say them sort of things on TV, though. He's absolutely killing me.
What aspect of being a tank is going to help him in
there? No, he's going to run for his glass
doors. Right then, Chieftain. Sherman. Right.
I'm just going to run through these doors. Don't worry about opening them. I'm just going to run through them.
Oh, how are you feeling? What are you going to do?
I'm going to go for it.
Straight in?
Yeah, straight in.
Straight in! The next time you stand beside me will be with £20,000 or with nothing. Okay. For your 20 grand, mate, enter the queue. Cheers. Good luck.
Thanks.
Good luck, Tank. So, how does that look?
Small.
Is it?
Yeah.
Pick up one of those balls, get the weight of the ball.
Yeah. They're not too bad, actually.
So now you've decided to go without your trial run. There is nowhere to hide here.
Yeah.
You have to get it in three throws for £20,000.
Yeah. Okay.
How are you feeling now?
My heart's pounding.
Yeah.
But I feel confident.
Okay.
Yeah.
All you have to do, Jim,
yep,
is break the glass for £20,000.
Okay.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
Two lives remaining.
Two lives remaining.
Okay.
You were too high on that one. Nice and calm, nice and calm. Too high again. You can do this. There's no rush.
Okay.
Weigh it up as much as you like. Absolutely no rush whatsoever.
Okay.
This is you, one ball, and a pane of glass for £20,000. Can you do it? Just hang fire. We'll be right back after the break.
Exchange and lost six lives. You're now playing Shatter for £20,000, and you have just one life left.
It's just a ball, and it's worth £20,000 or nothing. One ball and a pane of glass. For £20,000. This is the one.
Okay.
Contestant defeated.
I don't believe it, and that was your game. Oh, give him a round of applause. What a nightmare. You did so well.
Yeah, it was just... I was just putting too much power behind him. I was so confident on that as well. It was,
First game, all nine lives.
Yeah.
Second game, all nine lives.
Yeah, just went
third game, lost six.
Yeah, that was a big part of it, yeah.
Beaten by the fourth.
Yeah, it is a different story in there, I must admit.
Are you all right over there?
We really like the car.
Stuck with the car now.
We're okay.
It's been so lovely meeting you all. Thank you very, very much indeed for coming in. Mate, you've been you're absolutely
fantastic.
Thanks
ever so much. Yeah.
You didn't meet the team. Hello, Belle.
Hello.
You are the queue. You are very tiny. It's lovely to meet you.
Thank you.
Where are you from?
I'm from Birmingham.
And what age are you?
I'm 24.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a police community support officer.
Okay, who have you brought with you?
I've brought my partner Chris.
Hi, Chris.
My mum Susan.
Hiya.
My dad Kevin.
Hello,
and
dear.
My younger sister Kirsty.
Very nice to meet you all. What do you think you've got that will beat the queue?
I'm a confident and determined person. I have to be in the job that I am. So a lot of people underestimate me. So maybe the queue might be underestimating me a bit.
Well, let's hope so. We're about to find out. You have 9 lives. Game one is for £1,000. And this is what's inside the queue.
Time freeze. Laura, you must estimate the duration of 10 seconds. Press the button to start the clock and press it again when you think 10 seconds have elapsed. You have a 1 second margin of error from 9.5 to 10.5 seconds.
There's your £1,000 game. It was a big sigh.
Yes, I know. I'm pretty confident. I'm just going to go in there and do it.
Okay, you have 9 lives. You'll also be given a simplifier where the cube will make a game easier for you, but you can only use it once. So save it if you possibly can. But for £1,000, Laura, the very best of luck. And for the first time, enter the cube.
Thank you.
How nervous are you?
I'm pretty nervous. It's bigger than I thought, but that's because I'm small anyway. So I expected that.
You press that button to start the clock, and you press it again to stop. All you have to do is to accurately count to 10. Oh. Okay. So, what are you thinking there?
I think I've done it too early.
Do you?
Yeah.
Cube? Reveal the time.
8.
5.5 seconds. I think we could see when you walked in just how nervous you were, and that has shown in that time. You were so quick off the mark. Too quick. Laura, you are in charge.
Thank you.
Best of luck.
Thanks.
Was that in? Cube, show us the time.
Seven lives remaining.
So much closer.
Yeah.
Really was. And that's a split second you missed it by. Did you feel better counting
it? Yeah, I felt better on the second one than I did the first one.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
Third attempt. Don't lose another life to the cube. You go when you're ready. Feel good?
Yeah.
Let's have a look at the time. Cube, please reveal the time. Oh!
6 lives remaining.
Further back, just under 8 seconds. Game one, don't let it get the better of you now. It's only 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay? You can count out loud if you want to. Were you counting in any... Were you putting anything in between?
Just like, the and. One and two and just
use a different word in Baturian.
Yes.
A longer word.
Suggest a word that she could put in.
Mississippi.
I'll take my dad's advice.
I think this is the one. This feels good, okay? You need this to be in. So, has Dad's Mississippi got you £1,000? Cube, show us the time. Yes! Yes, it has! Oh, my God! You poor thing! Game one! What a nightmare! You have got your £1,000. Game two is for £2,000. Now what's inside the cube?
Direction. You must walk from the start zone to the end zone whilst blindfolded. Your feet must remain within the lines at all times. So, Laura, all you have to do is walk in a straight line for £2,000.
You were smiling when you saw that.
Yeah. I did gymnastics for 11 to 12 years, so balance, coordination was all involved with the sport.
You've got six lives. You have your simplifier. Now the cube will give you your trial run, the chance to try something out. Yeah. You decide when you want to play that.
Okay.
Are you going in?
Going in.
Straight in. Enter the cube.
Thanks.
There you go. Pick up the mask. People practice this at home. If they've got lines on the carpets or lines on the floor. Have you practiced this?
I've done it on the curb, on the road.
That's a dangerous game to play.
I know.
It's not that easy when you're inside, is it?
No, it's not.
Snap the mask on and don't put it all the way down until you are absolutely ready to go. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Go when you're ready.
Not as easy as what I thought.
You going to change anything?
Yeah.
What are you going to change?
I'm going to go a bit quicker. What do you think?
Yeah, just go a bit quicker.
Yeah.
Look at the far corner before you put the mask down and concentrate on reaching that far corner.
Yeah.
It was more of a balance thing. And from the gymnastic point of view, that's a bit of a disappointment, isn't it?
It is. I think it's the mask and disorientation.
Laura, you go when you are ready. Walk in a straight line for £2,000. Well done.
Thanks.
You've got £2,000. This is where it starts to get interesting, because the money goes up steeply. Game three is for £10,000. And this is what's inside the cube.
extraction. You must remove all 25 tabs within 8 seconds. Press the first button to start the clock and the second one to stop it once you've removed them all. You can only use one hand, and you must remove the tabs in order.
A brand new game. First thoughts when you saw it?
Nervous.
We'll see how you do right after the break.
You must remove all 25 tabs within 8 seconds. Press the first button to start the clock and the second one to stop it. You can only use one hand. And you must remove the tabs in order.
A brand new game. First thoughts when you saw it?
Nervous.
Why?
Like you said, it's a brand new game. But I am quite feisty.
So you're beginning to get a bit cross with the cube then,
yes,
aren't you?
Yes, I am. I am.
So
yes.
This is for £10,000. What would you do with £10,000?
That's the deposit for a home for my daughter and my family.
Because of finances, you and Chris are forced to live separately, aren't you?
Yes, we are, yeah. I live with my mum, dad and my sister, and Chris lives with his parents, so... This would mean everything.
So that would begin to put you together as a family?
Yes.
This £10,000 could get her out the house. If you don't take your trial run and you commit and you don't do it, you'll stand beside me with nothing.
Yes.
You have that choice to make. What are you going to do?
I'm going to get in there, no trial run, and simplify it if I need to.
You're going to play it then?
Yes.
Straight in. Enter the queue.
Thank you.
So you're feeling slightly less intimidated by it?
Yes. It's just quickness with this one all the way.
Don't forget to press the button at the other end. Good luck, Laura.
Remaining.
So that, I would have thought, will have given you a very good idea of how you make that faster.
Yeah.
Because you certainly lost a lot of time because you were doing some of them twice.
Yeah. Definitely needs to be more up. I think... I mean, what do you think about the simplifier? Yeah.
I'll go for it. Go for the simplifier. So let's get to 10,000 and then we'll address that when we get to that.
Try another one, Laura, no. Without the simplifier.
Go with what you feel.
No. No.
You know, if you
do the simplifier, Laura. That's helped, hasn't it?
Do you know, that hasn't helped at all.
No.
Has it? It's down to you. You have to decide.
I'm going to go one more.
Play it again?
Yeah.
You know what you did wrong?
Yes.
Now you're going to put it right?
Yeah.
For £10,000, good luck. Twice.
Yeah.
If you'd have got that out cleanly in one, you'd have been standing beside me with £10,000.
Yes.
It doesn't get any closer than that, and that's what's so unfair about it, because you've got to do it again. You now have two lives.
Yes.
and you still have your Simplify.
Think Simplify. Yeah.
Get it in the bank.
Get it in the bank. You going to Simplify?
Yeah.
Cube, Simplify the game.
The time you have to remove the tabs has been increased.
You now have 10 seconds.
Bring it on.
Start when you're ready and good luck. Simplify for that go, but it doesn't matter. You've done it. You have £10,000. Game four is for £20,000, and now what's inside the cube?
Construction. Lauren, to complete this game, you must build a vertical tower of blocks. If the tower falls before or during the final block being placed, you will lose a life. The completed tower must remain freestanding for 3 seconds. The question is, can you keep your nerve for £20,000?
The cube has tested you so many different ways. This is just the steady hand.
This is the one that I didn't want.
Why?
I'm no good at Jenga. So, I'm doubting myself on this one.
You can take all the time you want. There's no time restriction on this. Now, you've got your £10,000. Obviously, if you decide to go for it and you don't do it, then you'll lose that. But what would £20,000 do for you?
It's my dad's birthday coming up soon, and he's 60 in July. Which he probably didn't
want
me to tell.
Don't look a day over 40, sir.
So I'd love to take my mum and dad and pay for him to go on a cruise for his 60th.
Bit of a vested interest in this, then. I can see now why you gave her the Mississippi.
Definitely have a go for it.
Right, then. You've got your trial run. You've got 2 lives.
What do you
Take a trial and just say how it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's exactly what I was going to say.
So everyone agrees here. Yeah. They all agree. I think that's for the first time. What are you going to do?
Trial run.
OK, I think that's a very sound idea. For your £20,000 trial run, enter the cube.
Thank you.
The cube requires a steady hand. You can't do this without a steady hand.
I think after the last game, I've got that much aggression built up now, there might be a bit shaky for this one.
This is one that you start yourself.
Shaking. nearly as tall as me.
Three blocks remaining. Two blocks remaining.
Be honest, did you find that easier than you thought it was going to be?
Yeah, I did.
And you had the one that you placed, it's knocked it over, and one more to go. If you had been extra careful, do you think that it would have stayed standing?
Yeah. What do you think?
Half of me says, you know, let's go with the safe bet. The other half says, when in your life now are you going to get a chance on one moment to win £20,000?
I think if you lose your two lives, we've got to keep you for another 3 years.
Is that a good thing? Only you can decide what you're going to do. Only you know how you feel now. How do you feel? Can you build that tower again?
No. I'm going to take the money.
Okay. There you come. That was such a clear no. Well done. You have £10,000. Well done. I have a feeling that money will be very, very well spent, and I'm so glad that you've taken some money away from the Cube.
You haven't
beat it, but you will take £10,000 away. Laura, thank you so
much. Thank you very much.
As the Cube remains undefeated, could you beat the Cube?
Next time on the Cube.
I don't like this game.
Same mistake.
Oh! This is where it gets really tough.
I think I've lost it now. We'll be right back.